This podcast is for reflection and education only. It's not a substitute for therapy or medical care. If anything you hear feels overwhelming or unsafe, just simply pause and seek support from a qualified professional or a trusted guide. And let's continue. Hello, this is Patrick Ryan, and this is the series Shadow as Teacher, Reclaiming the Hidden Self. And this is the guided meditation for Episode 2, Masks and Projections. Please do not listen while driving, operating equipment, or doing anything that requires your full attention. This work is meant to support your healing journey and always in partnership with your healthcare professionals, not as a replacement for it. So find a place where you can sit or lie comfortably. Allow yourself to settle in. And to begin, take a breath in. And let it out slowly. And another in. Letting it out slowly. And allowing your body to soften with each exhale. As you settle in and rest here, just notice the rhythm of your breath. Notice the ground beneath you holding you. Notice the way your body knows how to settle without you having to try. And just allow it to settle even a little more. Sometimes just noticing is enough. And as you notice, you can notice that you're already relaxing more deeply than you realized. There's no rush. Each breath is an invitation into presence. Each breath is a step further inward. Very good. Imagine yourself now walking into a wide hall. It feels both familiar and mysterious. You can notice that the walls are lined with masks, hundreds, perhaps thousands of them. Some masks you recognize: the competent professional, the good parent, the spiritual seeker, the one who never complains, the one who always smiles. Some masks you may never have noticed before, but as you walk, you sense. These are the faces you've worn too. You've worn them to belong, to protect, to succeed. And as you take this in, you may notice that some masks feel heavy, while others feel strangely beautiful and even luminous. This is the hall of your masks. And you may remember times in your life when wearing a mask helped you. Helped you belong. Helped you succeed. Helped you to stay safe. And yet, there may have been times when the mask became too tight, when the smile felt false, when the role drained you. That's right. In this meditation, you're invited not to judge the masks, but simply to notice, to learn what they've been protecting. Very good. As you stand in the hall, notice how one mask seems to glow, drawing your attention. It may be a mask you know well. It may surprise you. Perhaps it's the mask of being endlessly kind. Perhaps it's the mask of being strong. Perhaps it's the mask of being spiritual or productive or invisible. Invite this mask to come forward and imagine holding it in your hands. Notice its weight. Notice its expression. And as you hold it, ask silently, "What part of me have you been protecting?" And just allow whatever comes to arise. It could be a word, an image, a memory, a feeling. Whatever occurs to you now, you're now ready. Sometimes the message comes as a whisper. Sometimes a sensation in the body. Sometimes in silence, which is its own kind of answer. And as you listen, you may notice that behind the mask is not something to fear, but something waiting to be reclaimed. Perhaps behind the mask of endless strength is a gift of vulnerability. Perhaps behind the mask of kindness is the gift of anger and boundaries. Perhaps behind the mask of competence is the gift of play and creativity and rest. What you hide is often what you most need. What you project outward is often what you long to welcome inward. And now, imagine a mirror rising up in the hall. This mirror does not show you your outer appearance. It reflects the qualities you've projected onto others. Think of someone who irritates you and notice what quality they embody. Is it arrogance? Is it neediness? Is it authority? And then imagine that same quality appearing in the mirror, as if the mirror is whispering, "This too is you. This is the part you pushed away." And if you realize it now, it's a signal that you're now ready. So just pause here. Allow yourself to feel what arises. Just noticing is enough. Very good. And now, imagine someone you admire. A friend, a mentor, a public figure. Notice what you most admire. Is it their courage, their creativity, their freedom? And see that quality reflected in the mirror too. And notice another whisper. "This too is you. This is the part you've not yet claimed." And you may remember times in your life when you admired someone. and later discover that you carried the same spark within you. Or when you judged someone harshly, only to realize they were mirroring something you had disowned. So even now, as you stand before the mirror, you don't need to force anything. Just notice what qualities reflect back. Notice how they shift, how they shimmer. Notice what is waiting to be reclaimed. That's right. Now imagine placing the mask you've been holding into the mirror itself. And as you do, notice how the mask dissolves, revealing the face beneath. Not false, not hidden, but your own. And perhaps you can notice a sense of relief, a softening in your body, a breath that feels easier and fuller. Even if you don't fully understand, you can notice that something has shifted. You might even place a hand on your heart and say silently, "I see you. You belong. You are part of me." And notice what shifts as you welcome back this part. Across myths and traditions, masks have always played a role. In the theater of ancient Greece, masks gave voice to hidden emotions. In indigenous rituals, masks invoked spirits and ancestors. In Jungian psychology, masks, or the persona, are necessary for social life, but dangerous when mistaken for the whole self. So as you stand here, you're joining an ancient lineage of seekers who dare to look behind the mask, to reclaim the truth of yourself. So allow yourself to wonder, what mask have I worn the longest? What gift has it been protecting? What would it feel like to live with less of a mask? With more of my true face revealed? Just notice and trust the first images, sensations, or whispers that arise. In your mind's eye, thank the mask that came forward. It has served you. It has protected you. And now you're ready to live with a little more authenticity. And as you step out of the hall, notice how the air feels different. Perhaps lighter. Perhaps fresher. And step by step, begin walking back toward the present moment. And as you do, you can notice the ground beneath you. Notice the sounds around you. Notice the rhythm of your breath. Very good. Take a final deep breath in and out. And as you reconnect with your fingers, your toes, your arms, your legs, your breath, and as you open your eyes, remember, the masks you wear are not your enemy, they're part of your story, and behind every mask is a gift waiting to be reclaimed. Shadow teaches through disguise, and each time you listen, you come closer to living whole, to living your authenticity. This is Patrick from metamorphity.com, and I'll meet you in the next episode. Thank you.